One time, me and my mom and my stepdad and my brothers took a summer vacation. One time, we took a family vacation together.
All right.
Just once in our lives, we went on a summer vacation. That's because my parents divorced in early age, so I was usually spending time with my dad or whatever. And I'll be damned if we didn't get to the Bahamas on our first ever vacation, and the first day, my brother broke his collarbone falling off his scooter. Like, hit a patch of dirt, laid out, collarbone broken, boom, laid up in the hospital for the next five, or laid up in the bed in the hotel for the next 5 days. It's 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. We're getting ready, hopefully, to go off and enjoy some time with the family for summer vacation. And so why not share the horror stories of how it all went wrong? Why not laugh about
it? It makes you feel better now, yes, looking backwards.
Sure. Yeah, we can laugh about it now. And these are the things to watch out for if you're heading out on summer vacation over the next couple of weeks. Mandy from Plymouth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Three.
Okay. You had a Disney trip go wrong? What happened?
Yeah, so we have a blended family. And a couple years ago, we were together for probably about 7 years. Finally got to do a big trip. Never went away really anywhere with the kids. They're all older teens. And we get into the airport and we look over and my stepson's eye is kind of red. And as we're getting on the plane, as like the plane ride's going, it's just starting to ooze and now it's getting disgusting. And I'm like, this cannot be happening. So like our first trip, he ends up getting conjunctivitis at 4 o'clock in the morning, our first morning. I'm like, this is not, nope, we're not doing this. I took him to Disney Urgent Care, got him fixed up. As the trip goes on, we all keep getting sick, got COVID. By the time we got back home, took tests, we all had COVID. It was awful, but we had a great time, but it was just like,
we kept a positive mental attitude.
Wait, can we go back for a second? There's a Disney Urgent Care. Of course there
is. It's a small city, man. They got everything.
I'm sure, like, is Mickey Mouse in there taking your temp?
Yes, Carson. So, they take
I don't want to blow your mind,
but
there's probably a Morgan Disney somewhere.
No,
there's
I know,
jail at Disney.
I know there's a lot of stuff. But it just, you know, you don't think there's, like, Disney Urgent Care.
Of course. Oh, there's one at Fenway crying out loud.
In Mickey ears.
Do you put, like, an eye patch on your kid? Here, let's go to the ride pies and Caribbean.
Oh, conjunctivitis is contagious. Did you all get it?
No, we actually didn't. And I think it was more like he might have gotten like getting over a cold or something, they said. None of us got it. But I'm also like, I already had so many hand wipes and everything on.
You were prepared.
I was prepared for this. But I was like, when we're at the hotel, I had like the face cloths. And I'm like, I'm not giving these to them to clean. I like threw them in the trash. And my husband's like, they're going to charge us for those. I'm like, they don't want these.
Well, I love good. That you end it with, we still had a good time. That's important.
I think I paid a lot of money. We were going
to
have fun.
Thank you, Mandy. We appreciate that. Tom, are you there?
I always wanted to go to the Outer Banks, and friends of ours rented a house on the beach. So my wife and I and the husband and wife drove 14 straight hours from Mass. We get there. 30 minutes later, I go out to body surf because that's what I love to do. And probably on the third wave, I rode it in. And as I got up, a second wave hit me to the ground, and I broke my shoulder in 10 minutes.
Man.
The nearest thing was an hour. So we were at the urgent care for an hour. And then on a flight the next day at 6 a.m. It was wonderful. My wife just started talking to me again for about 2 years.
Oh, Tom, was this a recent occurrence?
No, it was a couple of years ago.
No, I remember you.
The recent was another story.
You got another story? Do we want to know it, Dan?
No, I was in Aruba, and I'm like, hey, let's jump off this. All these little kids are swimming. Let's go jump off this reef, you know? So I'm the only one that jumps off, and only to realize that, yeah, it was about 12 feet, and I didn't have fins on, and I was pretty much almost going to drown.
Tom, you're a retired man. Maybe dial it back and enjoy your golden years.
Dan, everyone's catching me. I can't go on vacation in the ocean anymore.
Just sit on the beach. You don't got to body surf.
I know. What's everybody
it's a young
doing?
Man's
sit
game.
On the beach. Read a book.
Nope. Got to hop on that scooter, Kennedy, when you're in the Bahamas.
You take a scooter and you get in the Bahamas, you get what you get. You don't get upset, I feel. That's crazy town.
I hurt myself on my 30th birthday trip to Nashville, stepping off a curb drunk at 3 a.m.
Oh, God, that's right.
And I had to spend one of the days in the emergency room because I was in a walking boot for 6 weeks. And then I dislocated my kneecap in a hotel room in Miami at in the middle of the night because I got up waiting to get some Tums.
That's right. And I forgot about that one.
Slipped on a towel naked in my hotel room and blew my knee out. So I'm just lying on the floor.
Oh, damn.
From a dead sleep to now pain. So you're just woke up and your adrenaline's going and you're just shivering on the floor.
Oh. And you're naked.
Yeah. So someone had to push me through the airport to get home that day.
Oh. Ashley's from Wyndham.
So we took a family trip to Disney when I was a kid. And first park that we went to, very first day, my family is very much like we're there of the moment it opens. We're in line for our first ride, Space Mountain. And I look at my dad and I'm like, I don't feel good. And I proceed to throw up everywhere.
Oh.
And then the entire week was spent with my family of five trading off on the stomach bug. And we spent the whole week basically either in the hotel room or taking turns, one of my parents bringing a couple of us to the pool while the other ones were sick and back and forth. And we basically spent our entire week that was supposed to be at Disney at our Disney hotel because we were all sick.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, those park passes are cheap too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.